Welcome. I'm your host, Mario Ritter. Today, we bring you stories about the state of media freedoms in the world. Reporting the news, especially in combat areas, is often dangerous. But you may be surprised to find out how the year 2012 was for journalists globally. First, we talk about warnings from a group trying to make the world safer for news reporters and to increase freedom of the press. Reporters Without Borders has noted decreases in press freedom around the world. In its latest report on the issue, the group rated parts of North Africa and the Middle East as some of the worst in the world. Faith Lapidus has more.
The World Press Freedom Index report described media freedom as deplorable in Tunisia and Egypt. It said that description remains true even after Arab Spring protests that forced changes in the governments of those countries. The African country of Eritrea was listed as the world's worst country for press freedom. The report called the country a vast open prison that lets journalists die in detention. North Korea, Turkmenistan, Syria, and Somalia followed Eritrea on the World Press Freedom Report's top five worst countries for journalists. Mali fell the farthest in the international ratings. The report said the collapse of the country's democracy has been disastrous for journalists. Ambrose Pierre is the head of Reporters Without Borders Africa Desk.
This country was doing well in terms of press freedom before, and the military coup in March and then the chaos in which the country fell because of this situation had huge consequences for the work of the journalists. Many radio stations stopped their programs, and journalists were actually beaten in Bamako and in the north of the country.
In Syria, the report said journalists and netizens, or citizen reporters, are victims of an information war. It said both the government of Bashar al-Assad and opposition groups in the country have been increasingly intolerant of dissent. Pakistan was also ranked among the world's most dangerous countries for the media. The report said the absence of any government policy to protect the press continued to threaten the ability of journalists to work freely in the country. Adnan Rema is the executive director of Intermedia, a Pakistani media watch group. He says there is a lack of information and training for journalists in Pakistan.
The media houses don't have security policies. They do not prioritize security of journalists. There are no, for instance, safety protocols or guidelines on security that are mandatory for journalists.
Pakistani Deputy Information Minister Samsam Bukhari said the government is taking steps to deal with some of these issues.
We are coming up with few programs, like the journalist trainings in the war-trodden areas, the journalist covering the areas with risk, and we are also coming up with a fund for their families.
Malawi improved the most in the Reporters Without Borders report. It moved ahead of 74 countries after the death of Malawi ruler Bingu wa Mutharika. And Burma was praised for taking what the report called significant steps toward genuine freedom of information. Finland, the Netherlands, and Norway were identified as the most supportive of press freedoms. And the United States was rated higher than in the last report. It moved up 15 positions to 32nd in the world. I'm Faith Lapidus.
You are listening to As It Is. 2012 was one of the deadliest years on record for news reporters around the world. More than 100 reporters were killed in the line of duty. The media industry is calling for more to be done to improve safety for journalists. June Sims has more.
In February 2012, a building used by foreign media in Syria's city of Homs took a direct hit. American news reporter Marie Colvin was killed, along with French journalist Remy Oschlick. Photographer Paul Conroy was injured. He described what happened shortly after the attack.
We took a direct hit somewhere. I was injured in the leg. I think my colleague Marie Colvin is dead, and Remy also is dead.
It was one of many attacks against journalists in 2012. Many of them were specifically targeted for their reporting. More than 30 news reporters were killed while covering the conflict in Syria. Nearly 20 were killed in Somalia. Omar Farouk Osman is with the Somali National Union of Journalists. He says some of the murders have been especially cruel. Pakistani media is also under threat for its coverage of young activist Malala Yousafzai. The schoolgirl gained worldwide attention after being shot in the head by the Taliban last year. Hamid Mir works for GOTV in Pakistan.
The Taliban have announced open war against Pakistani media because we are supporting the little girl, Malala Yousafzai.
William Horsley is from the Center for Freedom of the Media at the University of Sheffield.
You have not only this consistent rise in the number of killings of journalists to stop them reporting about crime, corruption, and abuse of power. But in the last couple of years, especially in North Africa, from Somalia to Syria, you've got war again.
And media activists say most crimes against journalists go unpunished. Late last year, the United Nations launched its action plan on the safety of journalists and combating impunity. The plan includes helping governments around the world develop laws for protecting journalists. It also calls for more to be done to bring attention to the issue. William Horsley says when journalists are not protected, all of society suffers.
What's needed is the public and the press to make the world, the populations, understand the link between the killing of journalists and the undermining of the rule of law and stability in whole societies.
At least 10 journalists have been killed since the new year began, and many say the dangers for media workers appear to be getting worse. I'm June Sims.
Thank you for joining us today for the program that brings the world to you as it is. I'm Mario Ritter.